This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. Well, we have Fed Day with us finally, Mark, and the decision will be made. You know, there's a debate, is it going to be a quarter or a half? And that'll come out at 1 o'clock Central Time. I think that's having a little bit of impact in the markets. You had corn market up about a half in the overnight market. Beans are leading the way up. November beans are up 10, a little bit off the overnight highs, but they did take out the 50-day moving average for the first time in many months. That drove some technical buying as well. Wheat's up a little bit. And I think the reason why I'm pointing this out is the funds are still carrying a big short position. Not a record short, but they are carrying a short position. It does feel maybe we're seeing a little bit of short covering in front of this Fed announcement, just because we're not quite certain how this market's going to react, because it'll have an impact on equities, it'll have an impact on the dollar, which will also have an impact on commodities. So certain traders, I think, are just saying, hey, too much smoke in the air, move to the sidelines, let the numbers come out, let the market trade, and then move back into the market maybe in the next day or two.
Is there any question that they would not make a cut at all? Are we fairly certain that they're going to make at least some cut?
There is a small camp that says there will be no cut. There's a few big economists out there saying there should be no cut because they're still worried about inflation. There is actually a group of people out there that are arguing they need to do 3/4 of a rate cut, because they say the fact of the matter is a quarter rate cut really isn't going to be a game changer. You know, if you're a producer and you've got to borrow $1 million, a quarter point is going to help, but it's not going to be the game changer type of situation.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 0.25 cents at 4.12 1/4. November soybeans up 10 3/4 at 10.16 3/4. October soybean meal up $1.60 at $3.19.60. October soybean oil up 78 cents at $41.33. December oats up 3 even at $3.54 1/4. On the Merck, October live cattle down 2 cents at $178.77. October feeder cattle down 32 cents at $2.40.42. October lean hogs up 5 cents at $81.82. October pork cutout unchanged at $91.55. Class 3 milk is up 8 cents at $23.98. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.